Blog Talk Radio. excited. Hi, I'm Bonnie Albers with Bonnie Albers on Air, and sometimes I don't know if I'm dead or alive, especially this month. Hi, Susan.
Yes, this has been kind of a, are we alive or are we dead this week?
I'm telling you, it has been since April 1. But anyway, I want to tell everybody listening why. First of all, I've been sick, and I'm still rocking a little of that, so please forgive me, and Susan is also. So we are here with you. We are a little under the weather, but we are going to rock this show anyway. But I've got to tell you what's going on in the sky. It's hitting us all. We have two cardinal grand crosses this month and a blood moon, which is going to start tomorrow in, I think, the UK. And the 15th, which is tomorrow, I'm so sorry, tomorrow night, it's going to be here. Tonight, it's going to be in the UK. Blood moon. It just gets my blood curdling. I want to just howl at that
What's
moon.
What's a blood moon, Bonnie? What exactly is a blood moon?
A blood moon is when the moon, the sun, and the earth are in line, and the moon reflects off the earth, and it makes the moon look red. Red, blood red. And it is so rare that it usually only happens once in every year to year and a half. We've got five in the next year and a half. So this is a big time. It's a great time. It's an alive time. And I'm so excited. The only thing is, Susan, because of these big planets, they're all squaring off with each other. The energy is so crazy because we've got Mars and Aries in that energy, and it's like everybody's agitated. We don't know what to do. We're short-tempered. We're not feeling well, and the energy is, and we've got four planets going retrograde, which means that we can't get out. We're in our own skin, and what it's saying is we've got to make some changes in our life. Change so that we can burst out at the end of the month, and that's why these planets are doing what they're doing. So, Susan, I know what I want to change right now. I want to change this not feeling well and being so short, so I'm hoping by the end of the month I come out alive. How about you?
Oh, me too. This is like, it's just, oh, my God, and everybody that's been writing into me and contacting me, it's like they're all saying the same thing. It's like, oh my God, this and this and this. And I just want to share something with our listeners is that, you know, Bonnie's been having a little bit of a hard time with that adult version of chicken pox, and she is now broadcasting to you without a shirt in just her black bra. So I just wanted everyone to get a visual of that, because it's like clothing on her skin is still a little scratchy. So everyone hold that vision.
Let me tell you, it's like this. I can only rock my underwear, which is the black bra and a tee, and the only thing that I allow touching my body is that black bra. So everyone, I'm so sorry. Just remember, I'm bringing it to you live. I'm also bringing it to you in a bikini. So I am sorry. I'm kind of glad you're not on television, although, you know, it's a good visual, but, you know, only for me, so. But thank you, Susan, for bringing that up. And you know I'm not modest. So, girlfriend, even if I was on Skype, I'd be doing and ringing this out. But I'd be doing the same thing. Well, let me go and start introducing who we've got this week and who's coming on next week. Because, Susan, we've got some heavy, great duty, really cool guests coming on. And I want everybody to know. But first, let me introduce both Susan and I. Well, Susan doesn't need any introduction. She can introduce herself. You all know her as a fabulous Susan C. She's my partner. But anyway, let me introduce myself, and then I'll let Susan do it once I get through everybody. But today is Susan Z and me. We are rocking Akashic Records, tarot cards, spirit communication, whatever we can. Remember, we're a little under the weather, but we're still going to bring it to you. Also, Wednesday, let me tell you how you can get a hold of me, because then I'll forget, and then Susan will say I butted in after she's gone. You can get a hold of me at Facebook. My Facebook is balbers714 at AOL.com. No, it isn't. Yeah, at AOL.com. Yes, it is. And you can get a hold of me on my webpage, which isn't done, but if you go to it, it's bonniealbers.com. You can fill out a little request there, and I check it once in a while because it isn't up totally, so I'd prefer you to use my email. I am also on Facebook. I'd love you to Facebook me, because if you FaceTime me, you're going to see me in my bra and underwear, and I just don't know. I do have makeup on, so it's okay. But if you just Facebook me and make me your friend, you'll get all of our updates, all the shows that morning, and you'll be able to tell what's coming on. Also, you can like us on Blog Talk Radio. I love you to like me on Blog Talk Radio, because then we know who's coming in and we know who is our, you know, our fans and our people who listen to us. We're your fans. We'd like you to be ours. So please leave us a message, anything you can, in Blog Talk Radio. Now, before I get to Susan, because I have so much to say about her because she's so wonderful, I just want to tell you who's coming on this week and next, because I really would like you to put your calendar, it up on your calendar. On Wednesday, you know, we rock Astro. It's all about that blood moon. So Wednesday, even though that blood moon will have already, no, it'll be passing. Yeah, it'll already have been passed, but it'll be that blood moon day. We've got Ron Cole, our resident astrologist, and with him at 2 o'clock, we've got the fab Kelly Coulter. She does your Atlantean life and birth cards. It correlates with all the planets, and that's why I have them together. They're going to rock astrology on Wednesday. Thursday, back by popular demand, we have got Susan Schaff. She is our pet psychic, intuitive pet. She talks to the pets. She tells you about your pets, live or dead. She'll tell you what they're thinking, what you need to do for them. She'll find your ones that are incarnate, that are not, are discarnate, actually. And she will help you connect with your pets any way she can at 1 to 2. 2 to closing, because I know we're going to have a lot of people on both, with both of them. I've got Leslie Journey coming in. Leslie is an intuitive psychic medium. She does dates and times, and she's ready to rock your world. So Thursday, remember, it's both guests will be here, and they're going to rock your world and take readings, both of them. So please put that on your calendar. Then I don't know what show I'm putting on Friday, but I'm letting it roll because I think Amy's going to be here with Kelly. So we have our mermaid and our heaventologist with our Atlantean life card reader. I don't know if Peg, who's our angel reader, is going to be here on Friday. She's moving. We just have to find out what her schedule is, which is why I haven't put up Friday's show yet. But I've got to tell you, our sweet Susan is going to be going live from San Francisco. She'll be reading for you next Monday with me. The show will be the same. But Tuesday, we've got a guest.
Druid shaman. Yeah.
I'm so excited. You all, please listen, because you can look him up beforehand. You can Facebook and look him up on Facebook. His name is Alan Drew. He is from the UK. He's a spirit medium, an intuitive, a connector. I am telling you guys, get in line, because this man will rock you. Also, he has done work with Scotland Yard. He is a detective. He helps find missing people, bodies, things, whatever, you know, you have that's missing. He is so good. He investigates crimes. He's a private investigator, so he will investigate. People hire him to see what happened to their loved ones. You are going to really enjoy him. When I talked to him, I asked him to bring me something to the table. I'm not going to tell you what he brought me, but he was really accurate. So please, we are giving up our day Tuesday just so he can come in. The UK, he's got a really cute accent. He's a really good guy. Make sure next Tuesday you're tuned in. So Susan and I will be rocking Monday. Alan Drew will be rocking Tuesday. Wednesday we'll be back with Kelly and Ron. And Thursday we're going to rock again with Leslie Journey and Susan Schaff. So that's as far as I'm going to go. And Susan, you've got some exciting news for everybody. But first, tell everybody how to get a hold of you. You know, Susan does tarot cards. That's how I met her. She does a fabulous tarot reading. I can't even tell you because I had to buy the deck because it had some kind of Hebrew letters on it, and, you know, I rock the Hebrew thing. So I couldn't believe when I saw this deck because I just don't resonate with very many tarot decks, and this deck is super cool. Susan reads them incredibly, and she's bringing them to you today and tomorrow. And, well, we'll do anything. Whatever you want to ask, Susan's got her tarot cards. We will do Akashic Records and Spirit Communication or if anyone comes. But I got to tell you, she is available for tarot reading as well as the Akashic Records. And I'm telling you, you couldn't get a better girl. So she'll tell you how to get a hold of her. And also, you know, she's got that website. She's got books and she's got CDs, which I think she forgot about because I channeled that book. Okay, and then she has a CD that has helped her clients. We're both counselors. I'm a RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I am also a counselor and a therapist. Susan is the same. Well, she's not an RN or an LPN, I mean, or LMC, but she also did counseling.
I do holistic. She does
holistic
the nurse.
Counselor.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, she'll tell you what she does. But anyway, I always say she's the same because I'll channel it through her anyway. So the thing is that she has super cool things on her website that she doesn't even talk about here, so please go to them. Susan, say hello.
Hey, girlfriend. I want to say hello to all our listeners. And Bonnie and I have been kind of supporting each other the last a couple days. She's been trying, both of us being the big B word and trying to be as,
and
it's like trying to be as kind as we can. It's like it got so bad that we decided that we weren't even going to talk on the phone. We texted on the phone because we were so pissy. So it's we're just dealing with what they call a cleansing process, which I'm sure everyone is going through right now with this April energy that's just sitting on us real heavy. And by the end, just, you know, survive through April and things will get better, we promise you. So anyway,
I'm going to... April 28th and we're free. Go ahead.
That one.
April 28th, and we're free, everyone. The planets start moving. The sky starts spinning. Everything goes from retrograde to forward, I think, whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's just stuck right now, kind of in that Star of David kind of thing. So, anyway, I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm Bonnie's cohort and partner in Metaphysical Fun. She likes to say crime.
Crime, especially this month.
Yes, and I'm a third-generation Akashic medium, which means that I can interpret one soul journey. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, clairvoyant. I'm a life coach, holistic therapist, emotional addiction counselor, recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I'm also the author of the published book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com, which and her graciousness channeled for me several years ago and then made me do the work. So
thank you.
It's a wonderful book that tells you how we bridge the gap between how our divine self coaches us in our daily age windows and why our life changes the way that it does. You can get more information about me on my website, szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS. And reach me at my email, szrich@aol.com. You can, from that email address or from my website, you can schedule a tarot card reading, one career, romance, general questions, half hour, hour, or have your Akashic records. As Bonnie also mentioned, I also have other products on my website that I don't mention here, such as Empowered Thinking, CD programs, holistic products. So it's an overall interesting site. So I'm done. How about you, Bob?
Okay, good, because, well, we have a lot of callers, and I want to get to them. We're going to get to them in a minute. I just want to let everybody know, since I love my book, which is The Secrets, it's Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine. If any of you buy it, which I can't even, it's so reasonable right now. It's even gone up because of the popularity, and I've used it in my practice, in my regular practice. You know, I walk two worlds, one in the spirit and one in the regular physical plane. I will sign the book for you. So if you send it, I will sign it channeled by. So just know that I can sign the book. And then you'll have both of us on that
wonderful
book.
Wonderful of you, Bonnie. Absolutely. God.
I have to get to the callers, and I am going to take the first caller. It's 310. 310, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Hello?
And who
you
are you? Yes, I can. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. This is Vince, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Vince.
Hi. I just wanted to find out, I had been out of work for quite some time, and recently I finally found a job, and I started last month, and then all of a sudden I thought it was going to be going really well. I thought I was going to get in past my probation period, and then last Thursday they called me in the office and they said, you know, you're a great worker. I know you've been trying really hard, but you're not getting the job as fast as we want you to, and I'm sorry, but we have to let you go and all that stuff. So I'm just wondering if you see something else coming my way very soon.
Susan, you want to drop some cards?
Yeah. The first thing that I want to ask you, what did you say your name again was?
Vince.
Vince? Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 53.
Okay. And what kind of career job are you in?
Well, I've always been in the manufacturing production industry, that produces stuff, worked in warehouses and whatnot. And that's a job that I'm looking for right now, just at least so I can pay the bills and get by and everything. But my real heart and goal lies in acting and writing.
And writing, okay.
Yeah. Vince, okay. I just wanted to tell you, here's a clue. Take the 53, and next time anybody asks your age, say you're 35.
Okay.
I just had to do that. I'm only kidding because I do that. That's why I'm saying that. I say I'm 15. But go ahead, Susan. I'm feeling things, but I want to see what the cards say.
Okay. The first thing that what I'm hearing here is that are you married or with someone?
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay.
Is the cards saying something different because there is somebody left behind, the one that got away over 20 years ago? So
we're not going to go into that. So
okay.
That's a whole nother. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, the first card that comes up is that you have another woman on your mind, which I'm just going on. Put that aside because that's not what we're talking about here.
Right.
Bonnie, I got an echo, so I don't know whether what is going on.
Vince,
I don't know why
there's an echo. It might be your speakers, but I can hear.
Nope.
Okay, and Vince, can you hear?
I can hear. There's no echo now. What? Oh, there is.
No, it's you that's echoing, Bonnie. Oh, it's me, and I have my AOL off.
Yeah, I don't have anything on, Susan, but I can tell real quick. I'm going to mute Vince, and let's see.
Okay, all right. No, it's still there. I don't know what. Okay, well, let's just ride through it, because I'm the only one hearing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Vince, here's what I'm picking up here, is that this was kind of a kick the door open for you kind of thing. Your energy's a little lethargic, all right? and about you know, because you've been out of work, you've been kind of like, you know, oh my God, you know, it's just like ever going to happen. And that kind of reflected on the first job that you got, all right? It's like you thought that you were doing a really good job, but basically here's what I'm – how they perceived you. There's an old – and you're 53, so you remember this commercial. The old Dunkin' Donuts of the guy getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, gone to make the donuts, gone to make the donuts, yeah? And this is the energy – and it's because, you know, you've been, you know, you're feeling down, you know, you've been kicked around, okay? And what I come up here is that these are all four good cards here that I'm seeing. I'm going to pull one more, all right? The first one that comes up is what they call the Fool, all right? And then the Seven of Pentacles. The Fool is about trust, all right? You have to move your energy in focusing on what is not available out there, okay? Because what I'm hearing is that there's starting to be movement in the area that you're looking for where you haven't thought about looking for or you've applied before. Go back again. Your Wish card comes up, and it also the Knight of Cups, which is like young romance, young male romance, and that's like coming alive again. Lots and lots of people around you. So what I'm, and the Ten of Pentacles, when people are looking for work, that is always about networking, getting into a big company where lots and lots of people. And what I'm feeling here is that don't get discouraged about this. Okay, because what I'm hearing is that this is just like a kicking of the door, of like a wake up for you. You've been walking through life asleep in the last year, all right?
Yeah.
And basically, what they did is they went, "Hey, snap out of it! You know, hey, you're gonna work." You know?
Oh, I love that movie, Ben.
Yeah, the Moonstruck. Yeah. And it's like, so, you know, because my guides love, especially one, they love those movie scenes. And what I'm hearing is that this is like, even though you perceive it as, oh, wow, man, it's like, you know, this is just awful. What I'm hearing is that what it is like trying to start you is like trying to kickstart the old Harleys before they had electric starters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is what did it. And what I'm feeling in you is like, wow, man. I mean, I can't believe they perceive me that way. I'm hearing that there's going to be another job offer in about 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Having said all that.
Well, 2 weeks ago I went for a job interview at a company that makes liquor, like rum and tequila and stuff like that. And last week he called me, and I finally got a hold of him today, and he said that he was busy. He's going to call me back in about an hour, but that was like at about 8 o'clock. So I'm still waiting for him to call me back to see if he's going to offer me a job or not. But they seem to be really interested because
that feels
of my
good. Yeah,
experience.
That feels good. Yeah, it's like it might take the process of like, but that one, and I'm also feeling another one, like you're going to get another call, a phone call. Let me pull a card on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
And it's like you're having to make a decision. Oh my God, which one should I take? You know, and it's like, so I'm thinking another offer may come by the time that they get all their T's crossed and their I's dotted, that I think another offer may come through, because this last job you lost, it's like it made you come alive. It's like, yeah. you know, heads up, Vince. You know, it's like no sleepwalking through life.
Right.
Bonnie?
Well, you know what? Yes, can I tell you what I got?
Yeah.
Sure. I would love to hear.
Oh, good. I do have a male energy with me, Vince. I'm not quite sure who it is, but he's very well dressed, and he keeps showing me his shoes, and they are like really soft, leather loafers, but they don't look, they look smooth. They don't have like penny loafers. You know how penny loafers has it. And he's making a big deal.
Prosperous.
It almost looks like
very prosperous.
Yeah. He almost looks like a salesman, like it really made a lot of money at sales. This is what they're showing me. And it's, and I don't know who he is, but I'm sure you do. But it's, but what he's saying is to me, you'll get a job when you really want one. And that would be under the same thing as Susan said. You know, you really were kind of sleeping around, and you didn't know really what you wanted or, you know, whether you really wanted, you know, when you got the job. And it said, not in your life, you're not in your life path, and you must get back in it. Not, this is your messages from him, not mine. And he says, and he says that I told him to get a job, but not in his creative field. So I'm assuming it's your father or grandfather, but I don't know who he is.
Okay.
And what I'm getting the feeling is that your real life path is what you're not telling us what you want to do. Okay, and I think that is more creative.
Right.
And I think you feel like you have to have a job to support your family, which is what you really have to do.
Right.
But what this man is saying is that until you get back on your life path, because you can have a job and write at the same time. You can have a job and you can, you know, on sideline you can do something. But what he's saying is that he was the one that kind of convinced you not to take that path. But really, that's your life path. You really, really have to get back into some of your dreamland. And that's why you kind of look like you're sleeping through what you're doing, because you really don't want to do it. You want to do something. This is what he's showing me, so I'm not quite, you know, sure if you understand this. He's showing me that, you know, you want to do something else, okay? And where I don't know that you can make a whole lot of money right away in that, and that's what I kind of feel. You will get a job, like Susan's saying. You'll have a choice of two, but he wants you to know that you really need to be on your life path. That'll make you happy. Do you know what your life path is?
Well, I know that my heart, I really want to do the acting and the writing.
Mm-hmm. Have you done anything about it?
Well, I have written one book that I want to try, that I've been trying to get published for 2 years now, and I've got like about seven more in mind that I want to write, but
okay.
I'm trying to focus on this one first.
Well, I'm going to tell you what he's saying. Why he's, you know, coming to me? Do you know who this is? The well-dressed man, was pretty affluent, had nice clothes, liked the way he dressed. He was an impeccable dresser.
The only one I can think of is my father, but he wasn't a salesman. He was a mechanic, and he was brilliant. He could take a car apart, blindfold, and put it back together again. But when come Sundays, unfortunately, he dragged us. I hated it, but we were forced into the Catholic crap, and we had to go to church on Sundays, and we had to be dressed very well and everything. And because that was his thing, so, you know.
Okay, well, I don't know that he was a salesman. I just know that he looked like he was affluent. He looked like he had money. They dressed like he had money when he showed me, you know, how he looked. But I will tell you that there are plenty of ways to get your book published. I'm not going to go into them because we've got more callers, but you can self-publish, which is what Susan did, and a lot of people that I know that have fabulous books out self-publish anymore, because then you can go on e-books. You can go, you know, you're not going to make a ton of money on it. But I can tell you that if you don't do it, you'll never publish it, and your dream of being what you want to will start to get stagnant. So even though you can work, you've got to start with this first book and publish it, because those other seven ones, somebody might actually pick up. So do it,
okay.
do it, because otherwise you aren't living your life path.
Yeah, if nobody sees it, then there's no possibility and no hope energy in your creative process. You know how, like, they say, well, you know, you can't win the lottery unless you buy a ticket?
Right.
Oh, stop it, Susan. I want to win the lottery, and I want to just have a ticket made for me so I don't have to go out and buy one.
Okay.
Yeah. Show me how you do that, hon.
You can't. So that's why I'm just... mad that you said it, because I want to win the lottery and I don't buy a ticket. So, oh gosh, there goes the lottery. Okay. Well, anyway, Vince, I'm sure you get my point, and I'm sure you get your father's point. Great future ahead of you if you follow both paths. Both can be done.
Yeah, you got to follow the heart, and you got to follow. You've got to, like, you know, you kind of got a gut up, man up. Put your, you know, big boy boxers on and know that you got to support the family, but don't forget where your heart is. And, you know, and just, you know, it doesn't make any difference whether you become, you know, like a number one New York Times bestseller type of thing, as long as you're out there being creative and getting it out there in the public. Is what your path is about. Even if just one person reads your book, you'll change their life.
Right.
And you'll change your energy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Vince, I'm going to let you go, but the only other thing I have to tell you is if you don't wear boxers and you wear a G-string like me, that's okay. Put your G-string on, okay?
Don't admit to that.
Well,
go ahead, Vince.
Well, before you go, I have to tell you that I used to be a stripper, so...
Oh, that's good. I love the G-string. I guess that's why I said it. And I hope you had a lot of dollar bills, $10, $5, $100 stuffed in there. Because I know, I've got to tell you something before you get off the phone about that. My sister went with a stripper. Heidi, please forgive me. He was adorable. His name was Lee in Philadelphia. He put himself through law school stripping. So good for you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Oh, my goodness. Now he's got a big business, too. So, honey, you do what you have to, and you got a bright future. Just walk the path. Okay? Have a nice day, Vince.
You too.
Bye, Vince. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye, Vince.
Bye-bye.
Susan?
Yeah.
Susan, I put you – okay, wait a minute. Okay, I have to put, okay. I have 10116. You're next. Hi, this is Bonnie and Susan.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's
Who
Hannah
speaking. To? What's your name?
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Yes,
hi, Hannah.
I just wanted to, hi there. Hi, Susan. Hi, Bonnie. I just wanted to say I bought Susan's CDs today. So
yes, I saw that.
I get to maybe in a few weeks to receive them and to start using them.
Hannah, I'm going to tell you before I'm going to speak for Susan, okay, because she can't speak for herself. We are so happy that you bought her CD.
Or would you let me?
Well, no, I won't, but I just have to tell you this one thing, then I'll let Susan take all the accolades. But, you know, when you were talking, it downloaded right into my head. Because, see, she's had those CDs. I know that they work because I know people who use them, and I'm thinking she never tells anybody. And the CD came right into my head when you were talking. So I know, girlfriend, even before you get the CD, your energy is changing, and I know you'll love those CDs. You've got to keep listening to them. And I'll hand you over to Susan so she can take the accolades. But thanks for calling, Hannah. We appreciate that.
Hannah, I just saw your order come through right before I got on the air. And absolutely, keep us posted on your progress with the CDs because they're phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
I wanted to add something, if it's possible.
Absolutely.
And that's actually more about work. I had a, wow, what a day today. I don't know if you can feel what I'm feeling, but I'm just more also wondering about the same actually as the previous caller, career and work. Life path, I'm not exactly sure what I should be doing anymore, but I know I should make a change.
What do you do for a living?
I lecture, so I teach. It's kind of a in between a college and a university.
Okay.
I love that. Oh my goodness, Hannah. Go ahead. I shouldn't talk. Go ahead. You go ahead and throw the cards for. But I'll tell you what. I'm getting all warm and fuzzies. You know, it's not an easy job, Hannah. It's a very tough job, especially where you are, especially at your level. But you are very blessed. I'm just feeling this. So, but go ahead. I know you don't think so. There's days when you don't think so, but you do make a difference, honey. So go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Susan. You want to throw the cards down for her?
Yeah. How old are you, Hannah?
I'm 35, going on 25.
25?
No, I'm 35. I'm
35.
Going on 25.
I love her.
Yeah,
I
love you, that. Hannah. Okay. Your question is that in terms of you're thinking about a career change or
yes, I really do need to do something else. I know that.
Okay, and you have an idea. You have an idea of
actually no. That's the big problem.
Yeah, I think she does. I get the feeling she does. But go ahead, see what the cards say.
Okay. Well, the first thing that actually what I'm picking are you married or involved?
Yes, I have a relationship.
You're in a relationship?
I'm in a relationship. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the cards do what they want. It's like everything is about kind of about your relationship here. How long have you been in a relationship?
Over 2 years.
2 years. Are you married or planning on getting married?
Haven't talked about it, so this is no idea.
Okay, because what's happening, what's coming up here, is that it looks like that you're going to make some decisions on two fronts. You're going to make a decision on a marriage, like a marriage personal partnership, and they have the wealth card next to it, which is the Ace of Pentacles, and so it's like it gives you a financial benefit. I mean, not only because of personal too, but also where work is concerned, is that you're having to move through and make some decisions about where it is that you want to take this to the next level, and that's both personal and your work. Money comes into it in terms of how this is going to affect you financially, but also it shows here that your partner, okay, when you make these decisions in terms of making changes in work, might be a little bit, can you share all the expenses and everything?
Well, we don't live together at the
moment.
We want to live together.
Well, then what I'm picking up is that I think when you, like, make a decision as to what it is that you want to do in career change, this person that you're with doesn't seem to be as supportive as what you're hoping to be. So this is it's coming all around money, wealth, on your personal level, on your job level, and I think he's going to be a little maybe opinionated about when you decide it's like, well, I don't want to do this because of the stability. All right, the new career that you're talking about. The job that you have right now is considered a stable job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you considering making a career choice into? Because what I'm hearing is that it's like a little bit of a risk.
Well, I don't really know. The only thing that I was busy with last year was Reiki, and I have kind of dabbled with the thought of doing that, but I always calculated risk taker. So if I would go into doing something like that, I would do it on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea at the moment. Yeah, he's very practical on the earth, and I'm more in the cloud. So I know that he's security.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm picking up is that there's going to be like discussions about like are you crazy? What are you thinking about that you can earn a living at this? It's like, you know, how far are you going to take this? It might cause a little bit of troubled times in the relationship, as you more or less kind of seeing him in a different light, because this is something you need to do, regardless. You need to do this, whether you do it full time or part time. This is your calling. You know, you have a gift to share. You are a teacher. You are a healer.
Yeah.
And it's like, and the older that you get, the louder it's going to be. And where this gentleman is concerned, this spiritual path that you're going to be called upon is going to be the telltale signal as to whether this is going to be a keeper or not.
You know what's
okay.
funny, Susan? You know what's funny? I've got to tell you, I keep hearing the same song in my head, Hannah, and it's giving me a message for you. I don't quite know what the message is because it is your message, but are you ready for this one? Over the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Over the mountain and over the hill to grandmother's house we go. Now, why is that playing in my head? I don't know if it's a sign or a symbol for something. Does that song? Do you know? Do you have a grandma? Do you guys go to your grandmother's house?
No.
Or his? Well, you know, if it's a symbol, it does mean. Thing. I keep seeing the little girl skipping, you know, whatever her name was, Red Riding Hood. I think she was skipping to the grandmother's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually, and then she meets that wolf. So maybe that's the symbol for you, that everything's going to go hunky-dory until something hits you and boom.
Yeah, that's kind of subtle, Bonnie. It's like you follow a different path and you run into a wolf. You know that it's like whoa. Okay.
I remember the previous time I talked to you, we actually talked about my relationship, and you did say that I should not punish the wrong guy for the wrong reasons. I remember
Absolutely.
You were quite positive about him.
It doesn't mean
it's not going to work. But the reason I think what you're thinking of, we both said that, you know, you shouldn't punish the wrong guy for the wrong thing. It doesn't mean that you're going to marry him. It just means that the things that you were bringing up, because you really do like him, were things of your insecurities and your fears versus really what the relationship was. And, you know, when you change them, which when you get the tapes, you'll understand. When you change your fears and change how you view relationships, he'll change too, and you'll change. Mm-hmm. It might be that you empower yourself so much that you say, you know what, I really liked him, but if he doesn't step up to the plate with what I'm doing, I'm going to look for somebody who does. Or it's going to empower you to say, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to blame him and keep pushing him away because I'm afraid of what's going to happen. I'm going to actually give him 100% of me and see where it goes. So that's what the tapes will do for you. It has nothing to do whether we think he's going to marry you or not. It has to do with you changing your view.
Yeah, it's your empowerment, and that's what, you know, you're on a path of teacher-healer. In however that unfolds, and you're right at that soul window where you're making grown up woman choices, okay?
Yeah.
And I think the reason that you were so drawn to get the now think of the name of the program, Empowered Thinking, okay? And and the four tapes are unconditional love, which is like, you know, you don't have to do this or be this in order to be loved. I am important, which is your worth and your value regardless, okay? Forgiveness of self of the shoulda, woulda, coulda, okay?
Big
and
one.
Help.
Big one for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Yeah, and it's like, so I think the reason that you were drawn to this at this particular date is it because you were in this soul window of wanting to feel empowered about your choices. You're going to be drawn towards that healing path and teaching path regardless, and you don't want to feel guilty about it. You don't want
yeah.
to, if you get to the point where you want to take a leap of faith and have that opportunity, which I do feel like somewhere in your 40s, that you started doing one modality, I think that there's going to be another one, and then more modalities, and then more interest, and more things. It's like that somehow, some way, I see you being not a practitioner of the healing arts, the holistic arts, healing holistic arts, but a teacher of healing and holistic arts.
Okay. Which, by the way, you have to master first. So don't think, you know, what we're saying is you are going to do it. You're going to go as high as you can, and then you're going to teach it. But I do want to tell you. But don't fear this relationship. You look at relationships as if they're going to fail. Don't think that. If this relationship works for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, it's going to work on your terms. That's what you're going to empower yourself with. Because he is a really good guy. I can feel it. And if he is not stepping up to the plate metaphysically for you, then you'll make that decision. But that's not the decision you need to make now, because he is a good man. You know, I can feel that he really wants to understand you.
And
so,
I think we told you the last time, it's just like, let it flow.
Let it flow, baby.
See how it unfolds.
All right,
okay.
take that tour down that road, because you know what? The unknown is yours. And I love that, Hannah, because if we knew everything, why would we want to be here? You know? Take that road.
Exactly.
See what happens.
Okay.
You know, think about it. You know, you don't have anything to lose.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah. No, follow the grand. I keep hearing this. Oh, my gosh. I keep seeing that wolf, and I keep seeing you going down that path. So the thing is, you know, it didn't end bad, remember? So the thing is that, I don't think it ended bad, but I do see that path for you, and it's going to be like in wonder. You're going to just keep going and keep going and keep going. And that, I'm going to tell you, eventually you'll know which way you're going to go. We already see it, but you will know. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome,
Hannah.
Hannah. Luck. And call
Thank
us,
you
please, and let us know how you'd like the tape. So, all right, we have 717. 717, you are on with Bonnie and Susan.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan.
Oh.
This is Kareem. How are you?
Oh, my God. Is this Kareem? Are you the angel healer? Or the angel card lady, or no? Because I have
I sure am.
Oh,
I sure am.
I wanted to talk to you, so make sure, I think you were with Amy the other day, that you get Amy your number, because I do want to talk to you. But how can Susan and I help you today, Miss Corrine?
Well, the last time I talked to y'all, it was on the 8th, and I was the last caller, and Susan had just cracked open my Akashic Records. And then we ran out of time.
Okay. Do you want her to do that again?
If possible, yeah. If we could just go a little bit more in depth, that'd be ever so grateful. Because I'm trying to kind of figure out my finances now, because everybody else out there is having a tough time. And I know a lot of us light workers are too. I know our blessings are coming. But, you know, it's one of those things.
It is so hard, Corrine. I'll tell you, with these, I can't even, if you listen, like if you turn on Wednesday's show, you'll hear Ron, he talked about it last week. But man, are we getting pummeled. All the cardinal signs, and I'm a cardinal sign and so is Susan, we are just being pummeled. It's this month with everything. So, and finances have been for a long time with everybody, but we understand the energy is changing. It's just unbelievable. So I'm going to let you talk to Susan before I talk your ear off. But I do want to talk to you, Corrine, because I think you and I need to talk. But go ahead, Susan. This is Corrine.
We are like so totally in the energy of that old saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yes, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That is
true. I am going to either be dead or alive by the end of the month. You just
really? Oh, my God. And that's Corrine. Your speakers are a little loud, so I didn't catch what it was that you said in the beginning. So what it, did I open your Akashic records, or you wanted your Akashic records, or you have another question, or what was that?
Well, basically, we had started opening my Akashic records, and we ran out of time. So, yes, I would like to, if possible. And basically, if you need to have a focus, it would be toward finding.
Okay, so I haven't opened your Akashic records yet.
No, you had started, and then we ran out of time. It was the end of the show.
No!
Yeah.
Oh my God, I never knew we did that. Okay.
Let's start over, girlfriend, because we're going to open them up just for you, Corrine.
Okay, well, let's restart them over. And how far did we get?
We got as far as that I was, you saw me previously as a scribe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We were talking about your career.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, I think it was her past life, Susan. I think we got the
past life as a scribe.
Okay. Okay. Let's start all over. Okay. How old are you, Corrine?
I'm 53.
Okay. Okay. And you,
I'm 15.
I know we don't have to go in. We know you, which I am going to point out to all of our listeners, is that you do realize that you are 16-year-old. Okay. So, hey, whatever. All right. So, 53.
Okay, repeat that, could you, Susan? I'm so sorry.
What's that?
What did you just say? Because Bonnie was excited.
I know Bonnie's screaming. It's like you do realize that Bonnie keeps on saying that she's 15. And all of you listeners and people that call in, that you are taking advice from an emotional teenager. But, hey, just saying. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm very bright for 15. Go ahead.
53, of course, you're in Cryon Return, which is, that challenging soul window where the dreaming soul fully awakens, looks around, says, what am I doing? Have I done what I've come here to do? Do I still have more to do? Go look in the past of things that are undone, redo, reset, clean out, upheaval. You've been in this since you were about 48. So basically, you've been in it for about 5 years and some, lucky you that you hit Cryon Return just about when this, Saturn hit and, whole economy. Hit you hard. I mean, hit you hard in a lot of ways. The one thing that I do pick up about you is that you take life as a learning lesson. Right? You don't make blame. You look at everything. It's like you. Your finest quality is that you focus everything inward of like, okay, what have I learned from this? Or what am I doing to create this? Or what can I do to change this? But your Achilles heel on that, which your ego loves to use, is it's like, well, you know, I must be screwing up. You know, I obviously I didn't put the lamb's blood over my door, and to miss this plague, I must have not done something. I must have not prayed hard enough. I must have not asked for the right thing, or life wouldn't be the way that it is. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, the thing is that that's how our ego messes with us. Is that there are some, yes, we are in charge of a lot of things in our life, of how the one thing that we do have in control of is how we react and how we respond, take the high road or the low road. But there are sometimes, and we are in the apocalypse, folks, you know, it's not about hellfire and brimstone, and when you look around, you know, with everything that's going on, everyone is being challenged to their goodness and to love
of
self.
Oh, thank God I'm good.
Oh, yes, thank God. But, you know, and that's what the apocalypse is. And it's like if you can, if you take that road where, you know, you always like this, I saw a movie called Silver Lining Playbook not too long ago. And it's a perfect example of in all the cases of adversity and things that you can't really maybe fix or overcome, that there's a silver lining to everything, that something good comes out of everything. And that's the lessons that are being taught to us right now through all of this, of keeping the faith and knowing that everything is going to get better. So the next thing I'm going to ask you is about your career. What do you do for a living and now and in the past?
Now I stay at home and take care of my mother that has Alzheimer's.
Okay.
In the past, I've done just about everything under the sun. My heart's desire has always been to do healing. I did a lot of work in the medical field, but also I've done just about everything you can imagine, you know, cashier, retail, let's see, just always working with the public, customer service, you know.
I remember you. You're Miss Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
I remember you.
And I love you because you do. Are you an RN? Are you a nurse? You were a nurse.
No, actually, I was a CNA and a pharmacy tech. That's as far as I go.
Okay. Well, you know, CNA. I love you. You do everything, and you do it with such grace, and you do it with such conviction that's why I remember you. Oh my! Well, I remember you because I talked to you, but I don't always remember readings. The spirit gives it to me. I can't remember because I don't remember.
I never remember anything.
We can't remember because the spirit is too accurate. And this is that. But
I may interpret, you know, one thing yesterday and then interpret again the same thing differently tomorrow because of the change. So one thing I do pick up that scribe. It's about learning. I'm that echo again, Bonnie. I don't know if it's your board or your or what. So,
well, I'll mute myself, but and then I'll come back when I think and see if it's me. But I don't hear it, Susan. Hold on.
Okay. I'm not hearing the echo anymore. Okay. So, oh my God, we've got Bonnie muted.
Oh no, I can't do that. I'm sorry. You're just gonna have to hear the echo because I don't hear it. I'm not being muted.
Oh my God.
No.
That trick, so cool. Don't you see how cool that was? Okay. So what I do pick up for you is the scribe, definitely.
Yep.
You know, it is you, Bonnie. You are the one that's echoing. So
well,
I'm sorry.
I can't take, I, Well, I can't take it off, so you're going to have to work with it, because if I take it off, the show goes down. So I don't want to do that. I'm not muting myself.
No, we'll work with it, okay? So definitely, you know, this is about a curiosity about life, okay? And you've had several lifetimes of, like, writing everything that you see around you, everything that's going on, this you have an immense I don't know what it is. It's not like let me see how that works. You know, like how there's let me take it apart and see how it works. It has to do with people's heart and emotions. Of it's like, you know, how do I make this better for this person? How do I, you know, if I come in, it's like, you know, how can I come into this situation and make things better for whoever it is that I'm with? And one of the things that the chip that you were born with is curiosity. The flip side of that is boredom. Okay? It's like, you know, you have an insatiable curiosity about everything and everything, but you get bored very easy, very easy. And it's like, and how this,
oh, Corrine,
this is.
Me and you, then we rock the same thing. That's why I'm ADD and all that other kind of stuff, because I just can't rock one thing all. I just get crazy. So I understand boredom, you know, but that's why my life is never boring. But I understand what she's saying, don't you?
Oh, yeah, completely. And, yeah, I would say I have ADD, too, because it's, you know, I can't stick with any one thing very long, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, you have a chip that you built in terms of your coding so that you were designed that way so that you could, like, experience this and taste this. It's like a smorgasbord of life. It's like so that you got to a point where it's almost like you felt like, oh, job's done here. Let's move on. Okay. And then, oh, I finished my job here. Now move on. Oh, finished my – even though you weren't consciously aware of that, that's the chip that you have in there that keeps you moving and moving and moving and moving and moving. Okay. And it's interesting that now that you are a caretaker for your mother – who is in the energy of remembering nothing, kind of like almost like a karmic balance for you, like it's with your mother. It's not so much as a debt, but a request on her part. Okay, that she knew she was going to end her life like this because there's too many hurtful things that she would like for to go away. She's kind of like stick your head in the sand kind of thing. And so the agreement is that if you would take care of her, that you wouldn't let her forget the important things. And so that's what this is about between you and your mother. What do you consider your gifts?
My love and compassion for others. And, yes, I am a fixer. I always step in and see how can I make this better. So you're totally right on that. I mean, you know, it just I put a piece of myself and heart and soul into things as far as, you know, trying to help people make their lives better.
And that's what you're supposed to do. And it's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you come in, you fix it, and or fix a person or make life better for a person, and then it's time to move on. You know, it's just as simple as that. Mary Poppins, you know, or that English nanny that they made a show about. I can't remember what it is. Bagger Vance, you know, it's like they come in, make it better, you know, they get it, and then you leave, and that's your energy. What is it that you like most about yourself?
That what I just you know, that what I just said, because, I mean, it just, I would just say that it just, it makes me feel good when I'm able to help others. I mean, it really does.
Compassion.
It just,
compassion.
It lightens my spirit and my soul and makes me feel wonderful.
Okay.
Can anybody hear me? Are you able to hear me? Because I lowered my speakers.
We can hear you. We're just ignoring you.
Oh, okay. That's lovely. All right, thank you. I just wanted to know. I just thought maybe I was talking to myself. But if I know I'm not talking to myself, I'm good.
No, we can. No, the echo's no longer there, though. That's better. Yeah, much better.
Okay.
All
right, girl. All right.
Okay. So here's what I'm seeing here in terms of your Akashic records. It's interesting. It's like the one thing that your tools are kind of like these. It's kind of like a geometric Picasso. It's question marks with big hearts around them. You know, like there's a question, a heart with a big question mark, a heart with a big question mark, a heart with a big question mark, a heart with a big question mark. And that's what your tools are, okay? And basically, I'm going to interpret this that it's a combination of two things, all right, is that you have an amazing curiosity about humanity, all right? It feels like it's almost otherworldly, all right? So it could be that, because this scribe energy that I get, it's like that you're kind of like an observer, a detached observer of Earth, of humanity, mm-hmm. All right? And like a librarian, that's your foundation. Like, you know, taking notes. Well, let's see, when this person dies, they react that way. And it's like when this person is, you know, has a baby, they react that way. This child feels that. And it's like an amazing curiosity and compassion and feeling about not like an lab rat thing. It's like angels feel about us. You know, they are an extension of an immense compassion and caring and nurturing. And I think your tools is about this curiosity about how love is represented on every level for you, whether it's the lack of it, the sharing of it, the giving of it, the creating of it, in all forms, family, friends, coworkers, unconditional, and that's the gift that you give people, is that you make people become curious about their potential of loving more and caring more. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it certainly does. And
okay.
I can even feel it developing more so right now because of love energy is coming in. And how can I guide people to be more loving and caring in their lives and affect others around them in a positive way? Because
yes.
That's, let's face it, ladies, that's the key. You know?
And that's the question mark in the heart that it's like you're teaching, but yet your own curiosity about like, well, if I do this, what will happen? Well, if I say this, what would they do? If I give them this tool, then how will they react? And then the bottom of it, what they're showing me, okay, the foundation of the imprint is that they're showing me a library with books and 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 books, or you know, rolls, and they're showing me a scene. My guide that loves the movies, a scene from an old Twilight Zone series, and it's like with Rod Serling. Remember him? And it's like,
oh yeah.
It's like this is an old one, and this guy, he was like a librarian, and all he wanted to do was read his books, and it's like, and everybody kept on bothering him. Well, a big nuclear holocaust came, and he happened to be in the vault at the time. And when he came out, all the people that interrupted him were gone. And now I can – he didn't give a damn about the fact that all humanity was wiped out. All he thought about, now I can breathe.
Oh, Corrine, don't – she's not telling you you're insensitive. She's just going to – she's getting to the point because I know the point.
Yes.
Go ahead, Susan.
Yes, I am. Be quiet. It's like – and it's like – and all – the books, you know, and it's like she said, he's saying, oh, now I can read my books and everything, and he steps on his glasses. Okay. And now he's now, and yes, excuse me, Miss Bonnie, is that it is exactly what it was that I was trying to say to her, is that yes, she was insensitive to about how humanity, she was like an observer. She was reading all of these things about humanity and scribing and watching and everything, but no interaction. But the love was there and the compassion and the caring, and she wanted to touch. She wanted to feel. She wanted to be a part of it. And so she came out, and now they're showing me another thing of from the Hobbit movie. They're saying, it's like, the world is not in your books, Bilbo. The world is out there in for all of you to see. And that's what you did this time, is that it's your otherworldly is what they keep on telling me. So I don't know if this is like your first or a few, but you're down here, you're still taking notes, that's for sure, but you're in the thick of it now. And it's like, and that's why sometimes you feel, even though you have all this love and compassion, you feel a little detached of like, mm-hmm. you know, what the heck? You know, like, you know, what's species are you? Do something like that. And it usually has to do with violence and cruelty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does that make sense?
That's
to
one
you?
Thing I don't understand at all, how certain people can react so severely
to the
situation.
Get it. You don't get it. You just don't understand. And that's
I don't get it either. Corrine, I don't get it either. So we're there at the same point. I don't get why people don't leave each other alone, why you can't walk away if you don't like something. I never could figure why somebody has the right to take action against you. Just walk away and laugh.
Yeah.
Laughter,
or
fun, and love
yeah.
is what we're here for.
Yeah. Or hurt something mm-hmm. vulnerable. I mean, there's just, you know, something just not right about that. So do you have any last question before I release the Kraken?
She did have a last
away,
question.
Darling.
Yeah, no, I didn't really. I wasn't kidding. I was listening to yours because I knew you had this before, and I know what we just talked to you. But you know what, Susan? She asked about career. And, I know. Didn't you ask about career, Corrine?
Well, finance, because right now I can't work until, you know.
Yeah.
Things are
and you're not supposed to, and you're
resolved.
Not supposed to. And,
yeah, no,
yeah.
yeah. Are you afraid of not making it? Is that what you are make or?
I don't think
yeah.
so. You are, because I feel like you're making. I feel like they're telling me that you might not have a lot left, but that the bills are being covered. Am I correct?
Right, barely, and I mean really barely. Juggle.
Yeah.
I think it's. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing is that everything's going to be covered. Everything's going to be provided for. This is a perfect point of looking at the glass half full versus
mm-hmm.
half empty. And, somewhere, somehow, like, it's like if you think, oh, my God, you know, where is this coming from? It'll show up. I mean, you being provided for is like, I don't see any issue with that at all.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why when you said finance and money, I'm thinking, I know there's not a lot, but they're saying to me, you're provided for. And this is what you're supposed to do. It's this is like your last big, like a sacrificial lamb. This is your last big sacrifice that you're making, because this is not an easy one. And mm-hmm. they say that you will not, even if you look for a job, you're not going to find one, because your job is what you're doing. And they want you to get as much out of that as you can. And then, you know, when there's time, and there will be, everything will bust open and you'll be able to work and you'll see money and you'll see all that stuff. But it's not right now. So, and they said that you're being provided for. And, they, you know, I know that, I know you could do something on the side there, like from home, you know, like your readings or your angel cards or something that I feel. But that's all they're going to let you do, because the lesson is in what you're doing right now.
Yeah,
right.
this is a gift, the agreed gift, that because you are the scribe, you are the rememberer. And it's like, and for whatever reason your mother chose this journey, it's like the agreement between the two is that you would help her not forget.
Okay. I understand now. And I know it's not about specifically just about this life, but about what it's like on the other side, and have no fear.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and maybe that's what she's afraid of, or in fear, and for you to be there to help her remember, help her. I keep on hearing it said she chose you for this job, and you agreed that when this time came that you would help her remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you heard,
yeah.
And you know what, Pauline, you know, you got to walk your path, babe. You know, you got to walk your path, and Yeah, and if you don't, you only get, you know, my favorite expression, and I love saying it, so thank you, for Corrine, for allowing me to say it, because I'm going to say it. I always say, you can, you know, this is my, and you know, Susan, this is what I love to rock. You can walk easy or you can walk hard. Easy would be, you know, your path, know what you have to do, even if you have to struggle. Okay, hard is, oh, I'm going to get a job, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, no, and then you bat your head against the wall each time, so you throw your arms up and say, I surrender.
I know, when you're yourself on the driver's seat, and you are being, you know, follow the crumbs. And listen to the voices, follow the crumbs. And it's like, if you decide, like, you know, I know I should, but I know it's best, but, and everything. Well, you know, that's when divine self yanks you by the collar and go, okay, not don't want to go easy. Okay, we're going to make it hard.
So I hope we've helped you, Corrine, and I hope to talk to you again. And just know that what you're doing is, we call it a mitzvah in Hebrew. The word is, and you know, I don't rock earthly religions, but I was born Jewish. But mitzvah means it's like the biggest gift you could give someone. So just remember that even though you might not, you know, you're struggling a little bit, everything will be provided for you. Might not be a whole lot, but you'll find a way, because I have a feeling from home you're going to be doing something.
You're very resourceful. Very resourceful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies. You're right.
You.
As far as lessons in life, you have to go through it to get to it.
Absolutely, girlfriend. I love you. Call back, and we love talking to you, Corrine. We love light workers. That's what we are. We all are. I can't tell you. Everybody has got such fabulous, wonderful, sweet, and adoring gifts, and we just love every one of you. So we thank you for allowing us to come into your life.
Thank you both, ladies. I am truly grateful.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Susan, I'm gonna keep going, because we got a couple more callers. I want to make sure we get everybody. So 661, you are on with Susan and Bonnie, and we'll see if we can keep and hold our tongue. Hi, 661, you're on with Bonnie and Susan.
Hi, it's Angie.
Hi Angie. Hi. Hi, Susan, and I help you, sweetie pie.
I know a couple weeks ago.
Huh?
You know, a couple of weeks ago when I called you guys and you both told me that I should be working with the angels, I think I had a dream last night, and Archangel Michael was in my dream. So can you kind of see if that was that, or who that would have been in my dream, or what was going on in my dream last night?
You know, That's not an easy question to answer, Angie, because it's really your dream. If you want to know what Susan and I are thinking, they come to you for a reason. And yes, we can tell you what you're supposed to be on your life path and what we feel, but the messages those angels give you are for you.
Well, he didn't really give me a message. He was just creepy. Like, he was following me around a store, and then when I left the store, the license plate on his truck said, "I am Michael," and then I woke up, and that's all that the dream was. Like, he was creepily following me through a store. Like, he didn't really give me any message.
Like you were being stalked?
Yeah.
But take this one, Susan, because, see, I wouldn't, my big thing is, here we go. I'm going to tell you one thing. They get to you any way they can.
Okay,
ahead,
yeah, that's true. Okay. I am not a masterful dream interpreter, but I work with Archangel Michael's energy a lot, and he's a stalker. There's no question about it. He's an in your face. Hey, if I, you know, I'll get you the message. If I have to scare the crap out of you to get the message to you, done.
Just don't use the word creepy. Don't use creepy with the Archangel Michael.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't care. Call him what you want. You know, I mean, he's an angel with a tude. Let's just say it, okay?
He was right behind me, like watching my every move, and that's all I remember about the dream. Like, he didn't talk to me. He didn't give me any messages. He was just always behind me. Like, I'd go down an aisle and turn the corner, and then he'd be right behind me. Mm-hmm. And then when I left the store, something, like, made me focus in on the license plate of the truck he was getting into, and it said, "I am Michael," in, like, huge
what
capital
did he
letters.
Like?
And
do you remember? Can you describe what he looked like, Angie? Because I know the message. I can already tell you what that message is. But what did he look like? Because I'm really curious.
I don't really remember what he looked like. I just know because I didn't really look at him straight on because it kind of was scary a little bit. So I was just trying to get away from him. But anywhere
here,
I went,
you know,
he was
here,
there.
Here's my message for you, Angie, and this is my message because I can feel and I know what the message is. I'm sure Susan does too. But what he's doing is telling you he's with you. He's there. Go ahead and don't be afraid. Pick up those angel cards. He is going to help you, and he is going to help transition you. So if you're feeling scared, it might not be your time yet because I do believe that you have to go in with love and light. So if you're saying, "Archangel Michael, I'm ready, baby. I know you're behind me. I know you're going to help me. I know I'm going to rock this," then you go ahead and go for it. But that's what he's kind of behind you, telling you, "Hey, I'm behind you. I'm supporting you. This is something you've got. Go, you know, travel that road. I'll be with you."
That just makes sense. But when it was some guy just following me through a store with my past and stuff, it kind of, like, scared me a little bit. You know.
Well, honey, how did you know he was Archangel Michael? Did he have wings?
Because when I woke up, the first thing that came to my head was that was Archangel Michael. Like, I didn't know any Michaels right away, but that's who came to my head as soon as I woke up. Like, that was who I thought of.
If I were you, go get the cards. He does have the Archangel Michael cards. Go on to, like, Amazon. You know, the best thing to do is go find a metaphysical shop. But if you can't, I think I was telling you on Amazon.com, if you put in Doreen Virtue, it'll come up with every single solitaire. I ordered 6 decks off there. I gave 2 away. But, you know, look at the cards. See, I believe in looking and feeling them. But if you want, go in. They have Archangel Michael cards. They have all the angel cards. Look and stare at them and see. They're such beautiful cards. There's nothing to be afraid of. They're cool. Everybody resonates with angels. Everybody from Catholic to Jewish to everything always talks about angels. So you can't insult anybody with angel cards. And I think that's why I told you to pick them up. I kept hearing angel cards to get into this. But they are just telling you, go for it. They're behind you. Do it. Just try it. If you don't like it, if it scares you, if it's something you can't do once you get the cards, I will tell you, you won't do it. But I'm going to say that this is something that they are behind you to do because they're really sweet. They're all good. They're positive messages. There's no bad or scary messages in the angel cards. So if I were you, I'm still going to rock with my same, you know, reading. Get the angel cards, honey.
Okay. Yeah, and let me tell you, if you're calling in Archangel Michael, all right, Archangel Michael, those that attract Archangel Michael energy, it's about one thing and one thing only, is to find your set of cajones. You know what those are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need those.
Okay. Yeah. That's who he works with, and that's the energy that he comes in. He's a warrior,
Yeah.
And when he attaches himself to a soul, that means that he is trying to find that inner strength in you. And Michael is a kick butt angel. I am not kidding. And it's like, and because he has chosen you and you have chosen him, what he's trying to show you, even in dreams, of the fact that he's walking behind you in a store, and it's like, you know, and you feel like you're being stalked, and it's like, you know, so he gets in puts a license plate, and it's like, you know, I am Michael, you know, like, get it, girlfriend.
Don't fear me. Don't fear me. You know who I am.
Yeah.
You know I'm not going to harm you.
Yeah.
He's got those big, bold, red letters, like, right in my face.
But he's the best, man.
I'm so excited for you, Angie.
He will make you fearless about life, fearless. And I hear it in your voice. I hear it in the questions that you're answering, is that you get unnerved easily. Archangel Michael is the best angel you could have drawn towards you, the best.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited for you, Angie. I'm going to let you go, but I'm so excited for you. Please let us know when you get those cards and you start rocking your readings. Okay, start with
your
friends.
Thanks for taking my call today.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you for letting us help you. We love that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I just love her. She's just so sweet. I got to ask you a question, Susan. Now, this is a question I have for you. Isn't that funny? I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet? Because then I got to go to the next cards. We've got a few more on the board. But I've got to tell you. Okay, so if Archangel Mike is your angel that rocks, you know, kahunas, and I've got the kahunas, then who's rocking me?
Why is Archangel Mike with you?
No, I'm just saying, if I already have the kahunas, then maybe I know that my archangel is Gabriel, which is the healer. But I love Archangel Michael. Do you think he's with me too, or do you think I got too many guts and he doesn't need to come to me?
Oh, honey, don't. He got intimidated by you. I'm sorry. Just because you have a set of balls. I'm sorry.
I don't have any balls, everyone.
He may come hang out with you and have a drink with you, a brewski, but he's not intimidated by you. Get over yourself, girlfriend.
That is not my question. My question is, do you think Archangel Michael, because I know he has been with me, but he also is very empowered. He empowers you with he has the most beautiful gift of surrounding and protecting, and that's what I love about him for me.
Ah,
I love everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's just,
I love you.
Authenticity. That's what he's really about, authenticity. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. And you know what, Archangel Michael, I don't do the brewski. Susan must do those. I just rock seltzer water. So here, I'm going to call, and the only reason is I'm allergic to alcohol, guys, so that's recovering. I'm just allergic to alcohol. All right, I'm going to 630, you're on with us, 630, this is Bonnie and Susan. How can we help you today?
I just want to tell you that I really like the call, the reading that you gave to Vince earlier.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
The reason why is because I could really relate to it, and I really liked the way you got to, like, the bone and the marrow of the situation when you started to ask him, like, what is it that is your passion and why aren't you following it?
Oh, yeah, that's
wonderful.
Me.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we thank you very much because, you know, we hope everybody likes our style. Susan and I are right to the point. You know, other people might not have that style, but for us, we just don't see any reason. If we see it and we hear it, we're going to say it, you know, and we try to be gentle and tender. We're not, you know, we don't, both of us are counselors in our own, you know, she's a holistic counselor, I'm a counselor, and also a nurse, and so we try, I would never say anything mean, or and neither would Susan, but we do get to the point, so we so appreciate
yeah.
that.
And, you know, and the reason another, well, I wanted to say, too, is that one another reason why it resonated with me as well is because I understand where he's at, because I'm like the same way, and that, you know how he said that he keeps drifting through jobs and none of them really pan out?
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, how the, probably the reason why, I mean, if I can say, is that maybe because he wasn't following what he should be doing, and that was the universe trying to tell him that he should be doing the writing.
Absolutely.
And I'm in the exact
Absolutely.
Same position, because I have been doing the same thing, and it's only been, like, in the last year that I've actually dedicated myself to my writing.
Cool.
And how it's not easy, is it?
No, it's not, because it's one of the scariest things in the world is to put yourself out there, and I think he had a little bit of that fear, too.
I'm
it's
so
scary
sad.
To put
I hope
yourself
he's still
out
listening.
There.
Yeah, I hope he is, too. Yeah, I hope so, because or else he hears this in archives, because it isn't easy to put yourself out there, and I'm so proud of you, because not only do you take a financial risk, but you take a risk that people are going to criticize you. Or, you know, you can get a lot of accolades, and everybody loves that, but then, you know, especially with writing, you might not get those accolades right away. And then and people take that as, oh, I'm not good enough, but that's so not true, because if you resonate with one person on this earth, with what you write, you change something about somebody's life for the positive, that's all you can ask. And so, I, you know, what kind of book are you writing?
Well, what's interesting, and if Vince is still listening, I would suggest this for him as well. You know, what I started doing is because I was, you know, kind of struggling through writing the books, and so what I decided to do was start entering short story contests.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love
and
that. That's so fun.
Oh, my God, that's fabulous. Yeah.
And it would be a good way for him, too, because if he's too scared, like I have a feeling, and I have this, I'm the same way, that his book is like his baby, and he is so scared to put it out there because, you know, what if this thing that he's, like, nested on for, like, all these years gets, you know, doesn't get, like, the accolades he feels like it should. Like, maybe it's a way for him, and it's a way to work for me, was to start writing these short story contests, which still, you know, involved, like, the craft of writing and helped me hone my skill. But at the same time, it was, like, a way for me to, like, get my name out there, too.
Yes,
and to, like, get over my
yes.
fear.
Oh, thank you so much. That's exactly what we were talking about and exactly
yeah,
what Vince needs to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want,
oh, absolutely.
You want well, I know you just shared that with us, and you made us feel really good. And I'm telling you, we love that because, you know, we try to help everybody, and we love positive feedback. We love any feedback because, really, we try our hardest. But is there anything we can help you out with today?
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely. I just, you know, the thing is, I do want help, but I just, yeah, don't worry about me. I just, for some reason, you know, when I heard him talking, I just felt like this void in his soul that he just, I had to just say it just in case he is listening because, you know, he doesn't have to publish his book. He can do other things that will lead up to getting his book published and to give him the courage. So, but as for me, my first short, I'm getting my first short story published later this month.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, honey.
And I was going to ask, do you see anything in the Akashic Records or anything that's going to be coming up that will be as a result of this, which is a little nerve-wracking, but I'm very excited about.
Okay, are you self-publishing or a publishing house?
Well, it's going to be published in a magazine, but it's a popular one.
Okay.
Is it good? I think I know what magazine. I can feel it. But I am so excited for you. I can feel the excitement, and I can feel you're nervous about it, too. I think that, I think you're super excited, but I can also feel that you've got some, you're also nervous. And I don't blame you.
What's your book on, or your publication on?
The name of the magazine. Do you mind if I not say online?
You don't have to say it on radio. She's publishing in a magazine.
Yeah, just a general gist is it a romance novel, action, or holistic, or self-help? That's all I'm asking.
It is creative nonfiction.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Okay. Okay, what I'm hearing is that it's going to get published, and there's going to be taken notice, all right? I believe that some kind of job offer is going to come through in terms of either from a magazine or maybe an actual publishing house. You're very, very good, but there's a style about the way that you write that is going to interest somebody, and it's not a like a big name glamorous job type of thing. Yeah.
Susan? That's because I channeled the book. I channeled the article.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you channeled it. Okay. So Bonnie got you this job. So, okay. So.
Thank you. And also, whatever comes through, honey, don't worry about it, because I will sign all of those short stories. Don't worry about it. I will absolutely step for you.
And sign them, too. So, yeah. So this is what I'm hearing. This is the break, okay?
Yeah.
This is the break, and like I said, it's not going to be like a glamorous kind of thing. But what it's going to do is that it's going to get you in the arena of where you need to be in order to start rocking what you really want to do.
Wow.
Is that incredible? Is that incredible? And you know what? I think you know it. Well, this is what – can I say something? Susan, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the good clue. I don't really channel people that I don't think are going to get anywhere that I could sign, you know, because, you know, otherwise I'd be channeling everybody's book or everybody's short story. So because I want to channel yours, and it is really interesting because you do, like Susan says, you do have an incredible style. I think what's really funny is I don't think you know that. I think you know you do, but you're really trepidatious about that. And I think you really know. You're bubbling over. I can feel your energy. You're bubbling over, but you don't want to do it because you're afraid this is, like, not going to happen. That you're not, it's kind of like, if I get too excited, it's going to be pulled right out from under my rug, but you really want to. Like, I'd be pulling out the champagne things. I'd be celebrating with chocolates and oh, my goodness, pizza, maybe. I don't know why I said pizza, but anyway, I would be celebrating, but you're not. So that makes me feel like you're bubbling with such excitement underneath your skin. You can hardly stand it, but you're not going to go there till it's actually happened. Am I right?
Yeah, that's exactly it, because I just felt like that this is going to take me places, but at the same time, like, I'm just cautiously optimistic.
Okay, here's my clue. I always believe, and I have to get this in before Susan stops me, I always believe that optimism is the way to go. I don't care, because the thing is that when you put that out in the universe and you start celebrating, I mean, you can thank every, you know, thank the universe, thank you for, you know, I know this is going to rock. I know this is going to get me places. I love that, you know, that feeling. But that's me. I'm Aries in the first knot, but I have to do that. But I know that you don't feel that, you know, you're not really there yet, but I'm telling you, girlfriend, you need to get there.
Yeah, I mean, this is a door opener for you.
Yeah,
and like I said, it's not like a door opener of like, hey, New York Times seller next month, you know.
But anything, it is, it's Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
it's a door opener
of like, you know, I can hear you saying, really? Oh my God, yes? Really?
Yeah.
No.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. I got a job, or I can't believe they liked it that much. I knew it. That's what's going to happen in your head, but you're really, really not, it, like Susan said, is anybody that gets anything published that somebody likes, whether there's always that New York Times, I got the New York Times bestseller guy coming on May 31st, Mark Anthony.
Yeah,
it took him a while. Yes, come on. We can't even get to see him. I couldn't even get in for a year, but he's coming on our show. And anybody, May 31st, 1 to 3, Mark Anthony, he wrote the book Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. Fabulous book. It's a great healer, and he's the psychic lawyer. The reason I'm bringing that up to you is it's not there, but any foot in the door is going to get you happy, and that's what Susan's trying to tell you.
Wow. Yep. See, and this is that's amazing because, you know, I've always had this feeling since I was a kid that I was going to be this, you know, famous, renowned author someday. And I always got afraid of it, so I never actually did it. And that's only now in my life that I'm actually really starting to pursue it.
How old are you?
Go for it, girlfriend.
39.
Oh, yeah, 42, I heard.
Yeah.
42.
40.
Gold ring, 42.
Yeah. And listen, I will sign the book when it comes out. You just have to invite me. And we'll,
oh, I will, trust
put
me.
On the first place. That you, thank you. And if you put on there that I've channeled that information to you and you wrote it, I'll let you say you wrote it and you can take all the money from it, but I will actually sign the book with you. So if that happens, and I know it is, you just let me know, okay?
Well, you'll be on the dedication, that's for sure. You guys both will.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you
and
are
if,
BFF.
And if Vince is still listening, enter those contests.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Vince, you hear that. You're not on your life path, buddy. You know what you got to do. And you know what? I know he's in chat. I don't know if he's still in chat. I don't know if you go to chat. But the good thing about chat is you don't, you know, you can just say, hey, Vince, this is what happened to me, and good luck. So I know, I don't know if he's still there, but if he's there and I don't see anything flashing, if you do listen to our show, and you put it out there, I'm sure he will be thankful for that. And not many people give to others when they have time on our show. So we so appreciate it. And you are going places, girlfriend. So just, you know, hang in. It's a wild ride.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Let us know. We don't expect you
to
not
keep
call
us posted.
Us.
I will.
Yes, we need to get, I need to sign that paper. Bye. Have a great day. I had to mute you because we have one caller I have to take. But I love it. You know, Susan, I love when other callers get involved in what we're doing because it just doesn't mean they're listening for themselves. It actually means that they're
fabulous.
I'm just so happy because as a counselor, you know, and a nurse and a therapist and everything else that I have initials for, I love that other people feel for other people and are looking to help even on a show like ours. So I'm so excited. Thank you. Thank you. People, they get places, you see. Okay, I have 630-630-747. You're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi.
We are great. How are you?
Good. So I have a question.
Well, first,
I have a question for you
first.
What's your name?
Yeah. What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good. How can Susan and I help you? Now you can ask.
now you can ask your question.
Okay. So my question is, what do you see for my son in the next year? He's, an adult, a young adult, and he's been kind of in between jobs and that kind of thing, and he seems to be going to try to make some changes in his life. I just wondered if you could, like, tell me without me telling you what he's thinking, but tell me what you think you see for him in the next year.
You know, that's very broad. And for us to do that, it would probably be an hour reading. So I've got to ask you, unless Susan, you see
he's considered
a little bit of what he is doing. If you just tell
us. Yeah, like he's considering
more.
I can make it more specific. Yeah, like he's considering moving. He's considering moving. He's considering jobs. What kind of direction do you see him going in the next year? That kind of thing.
Has he gone to school yet?
Yes, he has a degree.
Okay, and can I ask what he does? What degree? See, we'll give you, the more direct you are, the more direct answer we can give you. What degree does he have?
I mean,
and if you look at his field.
Yeah, I mean, he has a degree in, like, liberal arts, like,
sociology,
so criminal justice.
I
mean, he's not interested in criminal justice or anything like that. He did South for a period of time.
Did he ever work in a restaurant?
No, but he's very kind of good with people. He did, like, retail sales, and he did sales of phones and internet. He's, like, real good with people and with sales and stuff, but I don't know. He says he doesn't like it that much, but
yeah,
he is very good.
The first thing
he also likes stocks. Like, he does a lot in stocks on his own. I just wondered, like, I think he wants to make money, but I don't know.
How old is he?
He's young, just a young adult. You know, he graduated,
how old
3 years
is he?
Back. Mid-20s.
He's in his early 20s.
Mid-20s. Okay.
Well,
mid-20s.
I've got to tell you something.
No, not early 20s. Mid-20s.
Okay. What I heard, I heard the first thing that came out of the gate was more schooling. That's why I asked if he had a degree. I think that he's going to get interested in something. Now, Susan, you can throw the cards or do what you need to do for this call.
But he doesn't want to go to school, he says.
I know, but I see him do. I see that he's going to get interested in something. It might not be now. I think he's going to have to work for a while. But I think he is going to get interested in something that he is going to have to go back and get more education for. It's not like he's going to go back and get a master's or a doctorate at this point, but he'll need some more schooling to do what he's starting to be interested in. Because he doesn't have like a way. I don't know if you understand that. He doesn't feel really good about what he's doing because he doesn't have a direction. Yeah,
right.
And the direction, he is going to get a job. He is going to work, so don't worry. He is going
to
work, but I think
you have to live on something.
Yeah, the job that he gets, and I don't know why I keep hearing restaurants, so maybe he'll become a maitre d' in a restaurant. I don't know, or it'll be an expensive restaurant. I don't know what it's going to be, but whatever it is, he's going to get an interest. It's going to spark his interest. Maybe it's on stock market. I don't know, because he will have to go back for more schooling with that, but not much. It's not going to be like he goes and gets another degree. But I see that whatever
job. Yeah, not like
a
lawyer. Like a lawyer, like one of his best friends is a lawyer.
Yeah, no, I see him going back to school. I do know that he's going to get in the next, I see the number 3. So I would say in the next, and I don't know if you're picking this up, Susan, but in the next couple years, he is going to find something that's super, it heads him in a direction that and I'm getting chills here, that he really finds his niche. So he is going to flounder for a little bit, and he's going to make enough money to get
up. Do you see him moving? Yeah, do you see him moving? He's talking about moving out west, and he says he might do it by July.
I see him moving.
He's going out there.
What?
Yeah,
I see him moving. Is he talking about moving with somebody?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
His friend.
His friend
are going this weekend. Where do you see him moving to?
I'm just hearing like when he says out west, it could be California or Colorado.
Yeah, that's
or,
California.
That's what
I think it's California.
That's exactly.
He likes San
that's
Diego.
That's exactly what I picked up. California. I picked up California, and I think he's going to have some jobs. You know, odd jobs, and maybe one will be at a restaurant. But whatever it is that I'm picking up, within a couple years,
it's like a new beginning.
Yeah.
For him. He'll be in a place he loves. He'll start to, like, find himself and do better things, I guess.
Well, what I'm hearing is that he's going to get a job, you know, just to work, okay?
Yes.
And what's going to happen is that something's going to spark with him.
Yes.
It could be
on a job paying $20,000 a year, you know. He wants to have a house.
And then in order for him to do what it is that he wants to do, whoever he's with, they say, well, hey, you know, you want to learn how to become a chef? We'll pay for you to go to school to become a chef if you work here. But he's a little bit of a late bloomer. I'm hearing 30, 32 is when he's going to find his real passion.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you see then at that point things will get better for him because, you know, he says he can't date because no one's going to date him now that he doesn't, you know, make money. He's, like, not doing well, so he doesn't even try to date or anything, you know.
She'll find him. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I was going to say, don't even think that.
He
says
they'll do it together.
Yeah.
Because he's good-looking and stuff. He's good-looking and nice. And, you know, I mean, I would think he'd be more attractive than a lot of guys.
I don't think you're going to have to. I would not worry about that part of his life. I really wouldn't.
Because it seemed like the more I don't tell him what to do, the more he's making his own decisions. I gave up a long time ago. I just said, do whatever you want. And ever since I did that, he's doing a lot better.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
Yes, he's going to be, honestly, I'll tell you the truth, because people, Susan on the other end, my partner there, my co-host, she tells me all the time to stay out of my son's business. I have a very good-looking, very sweet son who I say to him, and he's in chef school, by the way, and they make a lot of money so when they graduate. So it's a big thing.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, too.
Oh, I tried to convince him not to go into it. That's why I know what but I stepped back, and my kid is the happiest. You know, I had a very handsome, very sweet kid who was floundering because he wanted to be something I didn't want him to be. So now that I've loosened the reins and said, here, it's your life, he's doing fabulous. I said the same thing. Got to get a job. I'm not going to support your girlfriend. So I'm not going to, you know. So he's not date. He said the same thing your son says. But let me tell you about the girls that I was looking at him. And I can tell you what he's got in his room. And I can tell you that kids are all in the same boat. So you're not going to have to worry about it once he leaves. They're going to rock girls. They're going to rock their life. They're going to make enough. They're going to have fun. And then he's going to find his niche. And, honey, I just wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, I was so thrilled when he told me. I asked him to come over to visit this week, and I hadn't seen him about a month or two, and he said, well, I'm not going to be in town. He's like, I'm thinking of moving. I didn't tell you, but I might be moving in a month and a half. And I'm like, oh, good for you. You know, I was happy to hear that. I think he's been in California for years.
Late bloomer.
Yeah.
That's all I heard was late bloomer.
And he wants to be where it's sunshiny. You know what I mean? He wants to be in the sunshine, the beach. He likes, I think, the California girls, all that stuff, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're, don't worry about it. Please call us and let us know because I have a son, too. He's in his early 20s. He's in his early 20s.
Okay.
And I know how worried mothers get. But with this one.
Well, I'm not anymore. I got rid of that about a year ago, and I just made my own life. And I'm like, I can't worry about this anymore because you can't do anything. People have to be ready. And the more I laid off, the better it got, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I've got to let you go because I've got to say goodbye to everybody, but good luck. And, and like I said, he'll find his way.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Susan, I have 90 seconds to rock this rest of the show. Hi, everyone. We love you. Thank you for your call. Thank you for the people who are listening. Thank you for Guys in Spirit. Guys in Spirit. For everybody in chat. Hi, Spirit. I love you. Anyway, I love everybody, even though Susan and I, like I said, we were under the weather. When we talk to you, we feel great. We will see you here tomorrow, same time, same place. We love you.
We love you.
Bye,
talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Susan. Bye.
Bye. Can hear you fiddling with the radio.
I know. Wait a minute. We're not off yet.
I know. Wait, I can hear you fiddling with the dials.
Oh, God. Let me, oh, goodness gracious. Okay, there we go.